The State Center Police Department posted more details about the high-speed chase and memorial damage from the weekend. Around 11 p.m. on Saturday night, police spotted a vehicle traveling eastbound on Highway 30 going 93 miles per hour in a 65-mile-per-hour zone. When officers began their pursuit, the truck then turned north on Gerhardt Avenue and turned west onto 235th Street, heading back towards State Center. The driver of the truck then turned off their headlights while heading back to State Center. When the officer in pursuit entered State Center, they observed some dust in the air in the 300 block of 4th Street Southeast. As the officer continued to investigate the area, a crash scene was located at the Veterans Memorial in the State Center Rose Garden. The driver of the vehicle was determined to be a juvenile and was taken to a juvenile detention center after being charged with operating while intoxicated and eluding. The passenger of the vehicle was arrested for an outstanding warrant not related to this incident. The State Center Police Department posted a video along with more details on their Facebook page, which is called State Center Police Department. Yesterday afternoon, Marshall County Court gave a former Marshalltown High School teacher a 10-year suspended prison sentence, probation, and a fine for stealing money from the Marshalltown Education Association. 49-year-old Rachel Nelson Loopy had pled guilty to a single count of first-degree theft for stealing over $43,000 during her time as the organization's treasurer. The biggest discussion in court yesterday was about whether or not Nelson Loopy would receive deferred judgment. Ultimately, the court handed down a suspended sentence to not exceed 10 years with credit for any time served, a 5-year probation term, and a $1,370 fine. Restitution was dropped after Nelson Loopy paid back over $16,000, and the union had insurance and received the remaining amount. Warm weather always brings out the lawnmowers. Marshalltown Police Chief Chris Jones likes his lawn looking pristine, and he reminds homeowners that grass clippings cannot end up on the roads.
And it can be hazardous for bicycle riders, and it can be hazardous for motorcycle riders. I just wanted to pass on some community awareness that it's not just necessarily a community cleanliness issue, but it's a safety issue if you're pushing your grass out on the road.
The grass clippings can cause riders to feel like they're driving over ice, and that can cause them to crash. Chief Jones says his officers will respond to this issue.
Realistically, if homeowners and business owners can just help us out a little bit, we can put those officers in other areas where they're needed.
People can bag their grass clippings and take them to the compost facility, which is open Fridays 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., or Sundays 12 o'clock noon to 4 p.m. Have you ever wanted to try a triathlon but don't have the time to train constantly for it? The Marshalltown YMCA has an opportunity for you, the Lazy Man Ironman Triathlon.
What we're going to do is we're going to let you swim 2.4 miles, bike 112 miles, and run 26.2 miles. But we're giving you a month to do it.
That's Marketing and Communications Director Andrew Potter, who says the YMCA will help participants track their progress throughout the month. Potter shares how to sign up and who to connect with.
On our website, ymca-ywca.org, you give us a call or you can sign up in person. And our health and wellness team of Angie Paxson and Keisha Lockhart will be there to help you and along the way, and it's a lot of fun.
People can train outside of the YMCA facilities, but Potter is encouraging people to use the Y facilities throughout this challenge. The Lazy Man Ironman Triathlon is set to start May 15th and will run through June 15th. After it was postponed last week due to weather, the Marshall County Conservation has announced that they're holding their night prairie burn tonight. Those interested in seeing the prairie burn need to head out to the Grimes Farm around 7:30 and meet at the shelter. County Conservation will then explain the need for prairie burns and why they do them each year before they conduct a prairie burn safely. You can follow their Facebook page for photos that'll come out after the event. That weather not only has delayed the prairie burn for Marshall County Conservation, but farmers are behind last year's pace. We'll take a look and compare this year after this.
Dad, why are you wearing a pith helmet? Looks like you're going on safari.
You catch on fast, son. Welcome aboard the M. Gervich & Son Scrapyard Bus Tour, Safari Edition. Please keep your hands, head, and feet inside the bus at all times.
Oh, Dad.
And on your left, folks, you'll see a magnificent herd of wild aluminum resting peacefully in their natural habitat.
That's a stack of aluminum siding, Dad.
Majestic.
It is valuable, though. Aluminum, steel, cast iron, brass, copper. We take it all right here at M. Gervich & Sons in Marshalltown.
Up ahead, it's the rare and elusive Caparius wireus.
That's copper wire.
Beautiful creature.
Folks, if you've got scrap metal lying around, engine blocks, pipes, steel building materials, wiring, bring it in. We've been recycling metal here for over 120 years.
And that concludes today's tour. Gift shop's on the right.
No gift shop.
Fine. But there is cash for your scrap steel, tin, copper, brass, and aluminum.
M. Gervich & Sons Recycling in Marshalltown. Online at Gervich.com.
Preserving the future by recycling the past.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings. Brought to you by the Willows of Marshalltown. Assisted living and memory care at willowslife.com.
Hey, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday morning. Kyle Martin along with Zach Tomish coming up. Our newsmaker guest, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Theron Schuette. Back to the newsroom now. Here's Zach.
Weather once again kept farmers from getting into the fields to plant last week. The USDA weekly crop report says there were only 3 days suitable for field work last week. The amount of corn planted went from 1% to 2%, which is still 14% behind the amount already planted by this time last year. There were soybeans reported in the ground for the first time this week, but 1% is behind the 10% that had already been planted at this time last year. Yesterday, 420, has become an unofficial holiday for marijuana enthusiasts. Rob Sand, the only Democrat running for governor, has chosen yesterday to release more information about how he'd propose to legalize the sale and use of marijuana in Iowa if he's elected. Sand has been making the case for this move for months. Here he is on Iowa PBS nearly 7 months ago.
I think a no-brainer is that we should be treating cannabis in Iowa the same way that we treat alcohol.
Sand says only those who are 21 or older should be able to buy marijuana products. He says the state should license businesses to sell cannabis products, and a state tax on cannabis would offset the state's structural budget deficit. Sand says many Iowans are driving across state lines and buying marijuana in neighboring Missouri, Illinois, and Minnesota where it's legal.
They're fueling that state's tax coffers, not ours.
Sand would seek limits on THC content, the chemical in marijuana that creates the psychoactive effect, and require cannabis product packaging that's child resistant. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he's recovering from surgery to remove a gallstone. Grassley, who's 92, announced on social media that he'd undergone surgery this past weekend and is grateful for the excellent care of local health care providers. Grassley's staff says the senator is working from Iowa and is in good spirits. He's served in the U.S. Senate for over 44 years and won re-election in his eighth term in 2022. He's currently the Senate's oldest member.